Hey, it's Dr. George here from thehealthybear.com, and today I have been sent in a question from a reader, and it's all about, I know a lot of bears sometimes send in questions asking to lose weight, but this particular bear wants to know about what is a good exercise regime for a nice, big, solid, pluggy kind of body. And it's certainly not the sort of body that's a bodybuilder body, but more of a powerlifter kind of body, so I thought I would get one of my mates on the phone, Donnie, who just happens to be a powerlifter. So, Donnie, welcome to The Healthy Bear.
Thanks, George.
How are you, man?
I'm spectacular.
So, look, I suppose the question, to sort of answer the question, my first question to you would be, what's your kind of story? How did you come to be in lifting heavy objects?
Well, I suppose one of the big things is, for me, is that I tended to be drawn towards lifting heavy because my body responded to it, and I just liked the effort and the strength tasks and all the things you get to do, a bit of the challenge that you get to do for this stuff. And it's not your usual training regime, and you're right, a lot of the bears have a predisposition to their body being quite big, and they actually respond to this stuff really, really well.
When you say your body responds, what does that mean?
Okay, so for me, lean, high rep exercises aren't really the way to go. I don't get anything from it. I tend to lose not only a lot of muscle, but I tend to lose all the condition. It just doesn't respond well to my body type. So I do tend to do low reps, heavy weight, high-intensity type exercises.
Okay. So before we go into sort of exactly what you're doing, I suppose the one question that might be is, like, you look at powerlifters, right? And some of them look like fat bastards. But there's a reason for that. And I was wondering, can you tell us a little bit of the difference between a powerlifter's body and a bodybuilder's body?
Well, look, not everybody's built to be a powerlifter. And look, I'm by no means consider myself a big powerlifter. Powerlifters are generally the type of person that have a lot of raw, they have the muscle's all there, but they tend to have a high degree of fat. They carry a high degree of fat on their body. And to be honest, that's actually not a bad thing, because they need support in their core exercises or their core when they need to go down on heavy weights, when they actually go into a big squat or something. They actually need a belly to help sort of stabilize the weight. So powerlifting, being big and sort of a bit sort of on the more higher sort of fat range is an actual advantage. However, powerlifters also suffer from the fact that they can only do one or two reps, and then, essentially they're breathless. So, there's a good and a bad thing to it.
Okay. So would it be fair to say that if we were to compare bodybuilders with powerlifters, or people that are lifting heavy objects, I suppose, is that bodybuilding is about aesthetics. It's about the way that, it's about symmetry. It's about the way the muscles look, whereas powerlifting is more about functionality and muscle in movement.
Yeah, absolutely correct. And, a lot of bodybuilders, bodybuilders are very strong guys. I mean, they look the part, they concentrate on their muscles. And to be honest, bodybuilders do a lot of effort. They're really engaged with their body, and it's not an easy thing to be a bodybuilder. Powerlifters tend to concentrate on the muscle that gets the job done. So they're not sitting there worried about the shape of their bicep or the shape of their leg. It's all functional strength. So one is aesthetic strength, and the other one is functional strength.
Yep.
And then you have your middle of the range, which is sort of the thing I'd gravitate more towards, which is a strongman. So strongman tends to have the functional strength of a powerlifter, but needs that lean muscle sort of, but big muscle to speed ratio that you need to do the sort of like the medium sort of running and cardio exercises that you need to be able to execute. So
okay, so it's more of a, it's a lot more functional for you, and it's that big sort of solid look that a lot of people like.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And certainly from a medical perspective, certainly big muscles are useful because they burn fat and they do a variety of other
things. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Metabolic power engine, so to speak.
And look, metabolic rate is the thing that a lot of people need to sort of like aspire to. They need to be able to get their metabolic rate up. And you can only really do that by building more muscle. And, it's the thing that a lot of us, if we can do that, it keeps our cardiovascular system running. It keeps everything in tune.
Yep. And I suppose it's almost like I imagine that the workouts are the medical evidence is basically saying that short episodes of high intensity is one of the best ways to increase cardiovascular health. And it sounds like that lifting heavy is probably a good way of doing that.
Yeah, I mean, it is, and it definitely does that for you. Lifting heavy, concentrating on the muscle groups that you do, you know in your own body what responds the best. Not everybody's exactly the same. Some people build legs faster than other people. Some people build shoulders faster than other people. But, you know, you work to your strengths and you concentrate on your weaknesses. And,
Okay. So if there was somebody who was interested in perhaps looking into this area, where would be a good place to start?
Look, it's really difficult to sum up where people should go and where should go. If you haven't, it's different. It requires a different level of, if you're on a different sort of a level of experience, everybody's on a different level of experience. So if you're just starting from scratch, I would say go to a gym, find a trainer and pay some money and sit down with them and work out a regime and say, this is what I'm interested in. I want to do heavier weights. I want to do more powerlifting style. And also, when you look for your trainer, look for somebody who looks like they could do that job. Don't get someone who's thin and looks like they're a swimmer, because really, at the end of the day, they probably don't do the exercises that you need to do to get bigger.
Okay.
The other thing is, if you also want to get powerlifting, there's a number of powerlifting clubs, particularly around Melbourne, Brisbane, Sydney, that they're very open to having people come along, and they're very encouraging, and these are good clubs. They're not meatheads by any stretch of the imagination, and they do really encourage people to sort of grow in the sport. So yeah.
Okay, excellent. So, yeah, definitely go for somebody who's probably got the physique that you're aspiring to would be a good place to start. And I suppose the other thing is, and I'll just add this in is with my little doctor hat on, is that, you know, before, if you've got any medical issues or any problems with your back or shoulders or anything like that, it's probably a good idea to run it by your doctor beforehand as well.
Absolutely. You just don't go into these things without... For any of the strongman comps, we have to have a medical certificate. We can't go into them without having a medical certificate, a full workover, so they know that we're ready to go in and we have no problems.
Okay. So how often do you train?
I train 4 to 5 days a week. I train on the fifth day, which is the Saturday morning. I generally do what we call events training, which is the real heavy stuff we do for the strongman events coming up. I train in the mornings, generally I do a bit of cardio in the morning, and at lunchtime or in the afternoon when I get a chance. The only training I tend to do is squats, deadlift, bench and overheads.
Yep.
They're the four exercises that you should have in every exercise regime if you want to get bigger. If you can execute a proper squat, you'll be working about 90% of your muscle groups.
Mm-hmm.
If you're executing a proper deadlift, you'll be exercising over 70 to 80% of your muscle groups. So having said that, squatting's not for everybody. So I wouldn't, and certainly if you want to build big legs and that sort of stuff, a nice beefy ass, well, that's a great thing to do, and same as deadlifting.
Yep.
But, I would suggest if you're going to do any of this and you're only just starting off, definitely get a trainer. It's worth the money.
Particularly if you go about squats and deadlifts wrong, they can, if you do them well and do them to form correctly with a slow progression, I imagine that you can really have a nice strong back from that. But if you go hard or perhaps with poor technique, that can be a recipe for disaster.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing was something to remember is, like, I hurt my back 6 years ago and I pulled it, I herniated a disc. Now, they said I was never going to do deadlifting or squats again. They said never do that again. Now, I did it by just reaching across the desk and doing a twisting movement. Now, I'm deadlifting and squatting, and I'm 42 years old, and I have never had a back issue since. And I've probably got the strongest back I've ever had.
Excellent.
So I think that there is, when I hear people say, oh, you know, I've got a herniated disc, or I've got disc problems, or back problems, well, the reason a lot of these people, and I'm getting at my high horse here a bit, but the reason a lot of these people have these problems to start off with is because you're not doing any exercise on your back.
Yep.
And you sit down all day, and you're sitting correctly, you don't keep your back straight, and then, you know, you get these problems.
Yeah.
It's like anything. You've got to exercise your back. It's the one thing that keeps you going.
Yeah. And it's so vital for posture and you know, walking and all of that sort of stuff.
You don't have to be a strongman / powerlifter to be big and beefy, but you know, if you are training for that, that's great. But you can still get nice and, you know, you can still use the same techniques these guys use, and not with the heavy, heavy weights, but you can still do the same things they do and still get the nice growth.
Excellent. Excellent. So I imagine that if you're going to be growing muscles, you probably have to eat a bit.
Yeah. So that brings me to probably my favourite subject, food. And look, honestly, I currently, when I'm in training, I do 6 meals a day, and they're only small meals. They're only about 150 to 200 grams each meal, and you know, it's designed to increase my metabolic rate so I can burn fat faster.
Mm-hmm.
And increase muscle growth.
So I imagine it's probably not, you know, a dim sim or a, you know, spring rolls every meal. Like, what do you normally aim for?
Well, so I've been to a nutritionist. I sat down with them, and I strongly recommend, if you've got some goals, you go and see somebody, because they've got the best idea. I start in the morning generally with a boiled egg and a piece of toast and a bowl of oats and yogurt.
Nice.
Mid-morning, something like an apple or a protein shake. Lunch is generally half a breast of chicken, and a heap of broccoli and green, anything that's really deep green in the way of vegetables, that's got the best fibre, best. If you're eating a lot of protein, you've got to have a lot of fibre.
Yep.
Otherwise, it leads to a lot of issues down there.
Bit of constipation, hey?
Yeah. Avoid any sort of like sauces or any of that sort of crap.
Yep.
In the afternoon, shake or protein bar, you know, some almonds after that. And then at night, you know, just something very lean, beef. Try and avoid my favourite, which is cream, and just keep it very, very simple. And look, it goes very simply. Like in the old days, they had a very simple saying, something like eat like a king in the morning, eat like a queen at lunch, and eat like a prince, a pauper at night, or something like those lines.
Yeah, yeah.
Just keep it very sort of like, you know. And don't try to eat carbs after 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and limit the amount of coffee you drink.
Oh, okay.
Because the amount of, you know, milk has an element of sugar to it.
Yep.
So, you know, just limit the amount of coffee, because it does tend to upset your gastric cycle a fair bit.
Okay.
And your blood sugar.
So it sounds like protein is one of the keys. So,
oh, yeah.
Good quality protein. And, well, I've heard a variety of different things, from a gram of protein per kilogram or up to 4 grams of protein per kilogram. Is there any recommendations, or do you just sort of make sure you have some each meal?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, there is something along the lines of 2 grams per pound or something they go on for bodybuilders. Look, if you are serious about, if you're going to the gym 4 or 5 times a week or 4 times a week, just eat as much lean protein as you can get your hands on.
Yep.
There is no scientific method for it. It's just get as much as you can get your hands on. It's always good to incorporate a bit into your system. But also, the key to all this, when you're eating a lot of protein, is drink a hell of a lot of water.
Yep.
And I mean, I drink probably nearly 3 liters of water a day.
Yep.
And yet that doesn't count the coffee, a couple of coffees I might have a day and stuff like that. So if you're eating a lot of protein, for crying out loud, make sure you drink a lot of water. That's all I will say.
Yep, and certainly that's an important thing, because especially if you've got a high metabolic rate, you're probably chewing through the water, and if you're burning fat, you chew through even more water.
Yep.
So water's a big key, protein, and then good quality carbohydrates, like, as you mentioned, the leafy vegetables, the green ones. And
there's no witch doctor's science to it. It's just very simple. Just eat right.
Yep.
Eat right and exercise a lot.
Yeah.
And I suppose the other thing this leads on to is, and you'll probably bring it up anyway, but is recovery.
Yes.
All of this is nout without your recovery. And if you want to grow, and you want to grow big legs and big chunky asses and, you know, nice arms and stuff, sleep.
Yeah.
Get good sleep. You need a minimum of 7 to 8 hours a day.
Yep. I suppose if you're working out hard and you've got the opportunity on a weekend, would you have a bit of a nap in the afternoon? Or?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yep.
But you need that nice deep REM sleep. You know, you've got to have it.
Because the lifting and the training is the breaking down, the damaging of the muscle, and you need the time to rebuild the muscle, and that's where it's going to get bigger.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's also, if you're doing a lot of lifting or a lot of gym, it's hard on your central nervous system.
Yep.
And you need that time to recover that.
That's awesome. I suppose, Donnie, we better slowly wrap this up, but I'm just wondering, do you have any websites that you like and that you would recommend to somebody that was interested in exploring this a bit more?
Look, I think there's a couple of really good websites out there that are good for people who want to track progress. One of them is the obvious bodybuilders.com.
Yep.
That's just a given. That's got lots of articles, tons of articles on it. And it's also got a section, if you sign up, and it's free, you can actually put in your training progress, and they've got a big list of all the bits and pieces you can train for, and you can pictures of how they do it, and you can put in all your reps and all your sets and all that sort of stuff, and that's really great.
Excellent.
If you really want to get into hardcore, T-Nation, there's bunches of them out there. You just have to look around. But look up powerlifting for your local powerlifting club. Just do a search. And if you're interested in that, go along.
That's awesome.
Don't be scared. They're good people.
Excellent. Donnie, thank you very much for your time. It's really, really appreciated. And guys, if you've got any questions that you'd like me to ping over to Donnie, please leave some comments below, and I might see if I can encourage Donnie to come by and visit every now and then, just to check if anyone's got any questions.
Again, this is only my opinion, so if you know, this is everybody's got their own way of doing things. So.
Yep, absolutely. No, that's fantastic. Thanks very much, mate.
Okay, man.
Cool.
Thank you, Dr. George.
Thank you, mate.